This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. There is a plan out this week to boost the financially troubled Fast Tracks. That's Metro Denver's $7 billion transportation project. It's a growing web of light rail, commuter trains, and buses. In the short term, this new plan delivers some much-needed cash to RTD, the transit agency, but it underscores Fast Track's long-term money problems. Here to explain is CPR's Zachary Barr. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Ryan.
Let's start by talking about Fast Tracks in general. Give us a little bit of the background here.
Yeah, you might remember that in 2004, voters approved Fast Tracks. Voters agreed to pay a sales tax to pay for the construction. The sales tax is 4 cents for every $10 spent. Now, everyone in a 7-county Denver metro area pays that tax. But in the years that followed, cost estimates to build Fast Tracks went way, way up. Sales tax revenues went down, and RTD was left with a $2 billion funding gap, which means that there just wasn't enough money to lay all that track and build all these new bus lanes that RTD had promised voters. So for a number of years, RTD considered asking for more money, going back to voters and asking for an additional sales tax hike. But just a few months ago, this spring, actually, RTD decided against asking voters to pay more.
And so that brings us to this week's news. Where is the new funding coming from then?
Right. This new money, it could be as much as $277 million. It comes from a variety of mostly internal sources inside RTD. One is RTD's own savings account. RTD is also going to sell off some of its properties. And a big chunk of the $277 million depends on the legislature agreeing to audit how the state collects RTD's sales tax. RTD essentially believes that it's not getting its fair share and that there's more money out there that it's entitled to.
So potentially $277 million there. How would it be used?
On two projects. One is new bus lanes on US 36. US 36 is the highway between Denver and Boulder. And also on one short stretch of track, it's a 3.5-mile segment of a train line that goes north from Denver through Commerce City and Thornton. And this train line is called the North Metro Line, and it's been long planned as part of Fast Tracks, but it's unfunded.
Why build just one segment of that train line?
Well, that's all the money that RTD has at this point. This section will go from the National Western Stock Show up to 72nd Street. And beyond 72nd Street, RTD says it can't complete this line until well into the 2030s. So that's a couple of decades behind schedule. But RTD hopes that the remaining bit, the 6 stops from 72nd Street up to 162nd Street in Adams County, that stretch will become a good candidate for federal funding.
If you look at the trend here, all the new money is going to projects in the northern part of Metro Denver. I take it that's not a coincidence.
No, it's not. RTD firmly believes it needs to deliver some benefits from Fast Tracks to these northern suburbs. The two trains that are planned to go to these areas are the most severely delayed. The North Metro Line, we were just talking about, and then the Northwest Line that goes through the 36 corridor to Boulder and on to Longmont.
What's the status of that train, the Northwest Line to Boulder and Longmont?
It's really up in the air. RTD says that the way it looks right now, it won't have enough money to build it until 2044. The original plan, the one voters approved 8 years ago and are paying for right now, had RTD completing this line by 2017. That's a 27-year delay.
What's going on with it?
A number of things. I mean, fundamentally, it's just that this budget shortfall that we talked about at the beginning of this segment has just trickled down to the construction projects that were last in line, the ones that RTD always planned to build last. But another really huge problem has popped up more recently, and it's that to build this line to Boulder and Longmont, RTD needs to use an existing rail line, but it doesn't own that rail line. Burlington Northern Santa Fe owns it. And so to go forward, RTD has to reach an agreement with BNSF. And the price to use and redevelop this line just keeps going up and up and up. It's now at $1.7 billion, and there's still no firm agreement in place.
$1.7 billion?
Yeah, $1.7 billion with a B. And that price has doubled just in the last year. So RTD is beginning to drop some hints that it just, at this point, might not be worth it. In February, it's going to start a year-long study to try to figure out what to do about this Northwest rail line.
Meaning that what, maybe there just won't be a line up to Longmont?
Well, that's where everything gets really interesting. You remember that RTD has promised that it's going to build this line. So if it changes its mind and says it's not worth it, RTD actually has to go back to the ballot, back to the voters, and ask for their approval not to build it.
Does RTD have any other way of bringing rail to the northern suburbs? I mean, is this their only option, either to pay an exorbitant amount to Burlington Northern or do nothing at all?
Well, in the past, they've said that using these freight train tracks from Burlington Northern is the only practical option because there's just too much property that it would have to buy up to build its own tracks. So that study I mentioned is going to look at that, but in the past they've said, yeah, that's the only option.
Well, Zach, quickly, RTD is building many other features of fast tracks. Give us a quick lay of the land of where other projects stand.
Yeah, a number of other projects are moving forward. The new West Line that goes from Denver to Golden is opening up this spring, actually ahead of schedule. And after that, a lot's going to open up in the next few years. The line from Arvada to downtown Denver and then all the way on to the airport. The extension along I-225 in Aurora up to the Anschutz Medical Campus. And the new Union Station, all opening up in the next few years. If you want to know more details about that, I will post them to our website, cpr.org.
Zach, thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
A check-in on fast tracks in Metro Denver from CPR's Zachary Barr.